Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 468 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have another great question from Victor, but before we get to Victor's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances from our income to our expenses and even invoicing too. They have an award-winning mobile app so you can check the financial health of your business on the go. Plus, come tax season, which is coming up really fast, it's going to make it really easy for you to organize everything, all your sheets and forms and numbers, so that you can then move forward with your taxes and do what you need to do there so that you can get back to business. So if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Alrighty, and here's today's question from Victor.
Hi, Pat. My name is Victor, and I have a personal finance website at moneymusicwisely.com. My question is not about the business, but about the life as a self-employed person. Today, I work for a company that provides me the great medical insurance, but if I'll decide to work on my own, what are my options for covering medical expenses? I know that in the United States, especially where you and I live, going to the hospital without the medical insurance can be really, really expensive, and it might even lead to bankruptcy. So the question is, how did you switch from having medical insurance provided from your employer to buying it on your own? What do you use? What's the company that you went for? Thank you for the great shows. I love both Ask Pat and the Smart Passive Income, and I wish you a great day. Cheers.
Hey, Victor, thank you so much for this question. And it's a very, very important question and a topic that doesn't get talked about very much. So I appreciate you asking this question. And I'm going to do my best to tackle this, although I will say right up front, I am not a professional in terms of tax benefits, medical, any of that stuff. I am just an average dude who's trying to figure it out along the way too. So I'll share my thoughts, but I would recommend that anybody out there who's looking for more information on what they need for health insurance and that sort of thing to connect with somebody who's in the know in that space, perhaps a health insurance agent or somebody who you know who's in a similar situation as you that you can get more information from who's in your area. I mean, that's one of the things. It kind of depends on where you're from and where you're at in life. So I can't give you a, this is what you do, but I will say that it's a very important topic that if you're making the transition or have already and you haven't thought about this, it's something that you need to think about and discuss, especially with the loved ones around you. But you need to talk to people who are going to help you too. So I'll do my best just to share my own experience, and hopefully it'll light a fire underneath some of you to really get moving on this. So when I got let go back in 2008, I had insurance. I had health insurance, and then I obviously didn't have health insurance. And so I got connected really quick with Anthem Blue Cross to get just, I was paying you know, a few hundred bucks a month just to get something, because there's this other thing called COBRA, which is where you can continue with the same medical benefits that you have from your employer for X amount of time for quite a substantial sum of money. It's incredible how much that actually helps. Not COBRA, but actually the employer benefits in terms of health insurance and that sort of thing. It's a lot, and it's something we don't always account for and we take for granted sometimes. But when you get let go or when you are working for yourself and you have to figure this out, you realize just how important that was. And so there's a few things you can do. And here was my story. So I got on Anthem Blue Cross just to get medical benefits. And I'm young. I'm pretty healthy. So it wasn't very much and just made sense. And my business was already up and running at this point. My wife, she was working at, somewhere, but then she moved back home with her family when I moved back home with my family too to save money for our upcoming wedding. And so she wasn't working, so she didn't have any insurance at the time. And then we got married, and everything was going well. We got our dog Gizmo in March of 2009, and we went on our honeymoon. And then when we got back from our honeymoon, we were pregnant. And that was awesome. And then all of a sudden we started to think and we're like, oh my gosh, April, you don't have health insurance. And we're like, holy moly. Okay, let's get you on a plan. We'll be fine. That'll help pay for things. But at the time we figured out that because it's different now, I believe. But at the time we couldn't get April on insurance because she was pregnant. Being pregnant was a pre-existing condition for all private health insurance companies. And because of that, and it makes sense, you know, they would have known they would have had to pay a certain amount for the pregnancies and stuff. Even though she was perfectly healthy, they didn't want to do that because it was known that that was going to happen. So it was our mistake for not doing that at first. And so we were really scared. And yes, the business was going and we were just saving as much as we could to make sure that in case anything happened, we'd be able to pay for it. Now, because we were going into the pregnancy uninsured, April was going in uninsured, we were able to get discounts from the doctors we were working with. They don't often work with people who aren't insured, but when they do, they often give those people a lot of leeway. But even though we got that, and we were pretty frightened just because we didn't know what was going to happen. If something terrible happened, we would have been in the hole. That would have been terrible. And I hope this story really is an eye-opener for some of you. And I don't tell this story very much because it was definitely hard times for us, but we got very lucky because our son was born a month early, which freaked us out. His April's water broke on December 23rd, 2009. And so we freaked out because he wasn't even supposed to be born until the next year. And the crazy thing was I had figured out a solution for this. And it was a workaround at the time for this whole April having a pre-existing condition. So I had talked to a bunch of people, and the number one recommended thing to do was to actually have April be an employee in my company and serve her insurance through company health insurance. And so we had worked, we had spent a bunch of money trying to figure all this out. We'd worked with a lot of people. Everything was going to go into place, and the plan was going to go into place on January 1st. But the water broke on December 23rd. So we freaked out because we were going to just have it just in time, but he decided to join us for Christmas, so those benefits weren't able to come through for us. And so what happened was, because he was a month early, also we were freaking out because what if he was too much of a preemie, and he was a small baby. He was 5 pounds when he was born. But luckily, we were out in 2 days, and even though we were only out in the hospital for 2 days, it was still about a grand total of $15,000 to $16,000 that we had to pay out of pocket for that stay. And again, we were really lucky nothing happened, but that was a huge learning point for us and a big lesson. And the reason why I think everybody needs to really think about this if they don't have this solved or figured out already. But man, telling this story is crazy. Just makes me remember how crazy the times were. Now, of course, after that, we got April on insurance, our son on insurance under my plan, and everything was set from that point forward. And then when we had our second baby, everything was perfectly fine. But it's going to depend on, you know, what works for you is going to depend on where you're at, and you're going to have to talk to the right people for it. But I just wanted to take this question to give you that story, hopefully let you know kind of what I went through and some of the mistakes I made so that you don't make those too. And just make sure that you try to get as many options as possible so you're kind of shopping around and comparing. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is just wait, because sometimes we feel like we're invincible and we're not, because things happen. And you just want to make sure things are covered just in case. So I appreciate you asking this question once again. And I hope if anybody has any comments or questions about this, you know, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter at Pat Flynn. use the hashtag AskPat468, and that way I can know what you're talking about. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the story, and I want to wish you all the best. And you know, I also want to mention that there's a lot of other, if you're in the U.S., there's a lot of other things you could think about too. Make sure to bring up health savings accounts, HSAs, which are tax advantage medical savings accounts, which you could potentially get into. Also, if you have your own business, you can have business insurance too, and that's a whole other discussion that is weighing over my head, and it's probably changed since 2009 when I was dealing with that. So contact a professional, get some help, do the right thing, and I wish you all the best, and please stay safe, everybody. Thank you. So, woo, what a question. What an answer. Victor, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And thank you all for listening. I appreciate that. And if those, for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for sponsoring this episode. I recommend them, especially if you do invoicing of any kind, if you are a freelancer or do any consulting or have any coaching students or clients. Just makes it really easy to do it. I have also paid several invoices that have been issued to me via FreshBooks myself, and it's probably it is hands down the cleanest way to respond to an invoice and pay for it, so that you, the one issuing the invoices, you can get paid much faster, and it's much more professional looking too. Also, FreshBooks is, I mean, they're just everywhere. They're serving 3 million small business owners. They can help you like they've helped me. Completely streamlined organization of your business finances. If you want to check it out for free for 30 days, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, and make sure you enter Ask Pat. All right, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And here's a quote to end the day by Stephen Covey. He said, "Be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There's no greater investment." Thank you all. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.